I'm still just in awe, very humble, very grateful that the Milken family thought enough of me and my teaching to honor me with this prestigious award.
Was it a complete surprise when they announced it?
It definitely was a complete surprise. As my principal said that the state superintendent was coming to our school. And that's a really big deal to have the brand new state superintendent come to our school. And so that's what we thought it was. The superintendent was coming to our school. And my mom, maybe he was going to reveal a new grant or Horizon was going to get some recognition. Never did I think that Jane would call out my name and say that I was the Alabama recipient of this Milken Educator Award.
What a thrill. What subject do you teach?
I teach sixth grade science. I've been doing that for the past 4 years. Science truly has been a passion of mine. I am an advocate for STEM education, so that really is my passion. So I have a lot of fun teaching sixth grade science with my students every day.
Middle schoolers get a bad rap, but I don't think they deserve it.
Do people often ask me, what grade do you teach? And I'm like, six, and they're like, ugh. I'm thinking, no, but I love it. I love that transitional period that sixth graders are developmentally going through. I just have fun with them.
And how do you make it fun for them?
For me, in class, we do a lot of movement, a lot of song. That helps to make class enjoyable. It makes that time to be a lot of fun. And just really using a lot of hands-on investigation. Science can sometimes be a concept that is difficult to grasp. When you can bring in hands-on investigations, it really helps the kids to retain knowledge a little bit better. And I love to sing. I love to have movement. We were jamming and rocking out earlier this morning. So that's how I try to motivate and excite my students.
I got a lot of press releases, but it's top secret. Don't say anything about it. But one of the things that came up was your roller coaster experiment. Tell us about that.
Yes. I actually learned about the roller coaster experiment through some NASA training. Students have visited to amusement parks, but you don't really always think about what is the science or the engineering that goes behind creating those roller coasters. And so with the lesson, we talk about roller coasters. We even show a little clip, read a little book to go with it. And then I have the kids to design their own special roller coaster. They're given some foam. I give them some marble. I say, go for it. I need two heels and a loop. And it's so interesting to see those kids figure out, wow, can I make this roller coaster? And first they're like, Ms. Alexander, I don't think we can do this. But then when they get into it, they get involved. And with a little bit of modeling, they're able to really create those roller coasters. And it's so much fun, especially at the end of the lesson. We try to make these master roller coasters. And it's just amazing to see the students' eyes just light up and like, wow, there's some science and engineering that goes behind that, how they make
math,
a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of that goes into it. So it's a lot of fun.
Did you always want to be a teacher?
Actually, no. My dream job was to be an anchor on the Today Show. And after I took some communication classes at A&M, I figured out I probably need to go to my second love, and that would be education. But it quickly was a quick fit for me. I really enjoy teaching. It is my passion. As I've stated before, it really is the air for me. If I'm not teaching, I'm like jittery. Like, I've got to find something to do. I've got to get back in my classroom. So I've enjoyed it.
So of all the subjects you could have taught, why science?
Science is just so much fun. And it's not restricted. With science, I get to think outside of the box. Every day is something new, and I get to create that.
So how do you stay inspired every day?
For me, it's my students. They inspire me to go and find new ways to teach. I love to find new workshops and conferences to attend so that my students can get that top-notch education. But my students inspire me every day. And when they have that aha moment and they really enjoy those investigations, okay, I got to find something new for next year, because I'm not the kind of teacher that likes to do the same thing every year. I love to find new things. So my students inspire me every day.
So if you were talking to a young person in our audience who's maybe thinking about going into teaching, what advice would you give them?
Go for it. Let it be your passion. Teaching is that career where you have the opportunity to inspire a generation. On a daily basis, I have the opportunity to touch the lives of about 100 students. Every profession does not have the opportunity to do that. And then when my kids leave, I have the opportunity to teach 100 more students. So for me, if you are a new teacher, go into the field. Let it be your passion, because you have the opportunity to inspire and touch so many lives. Everybody has a teacher that's impacted them. Everybody has a teacher. And if you want to be that person to help to change and shape the future generation, definitely go into the field of education.
And what are your hopes for your students?
I hope that they continue to learn, continue to grow, and do what they love best. Teaching is what I love best. So I hope that they see the fire in me and they find something that truly inspires them and they go after it and let it run like a wildfire.